Welcome to Coming Attractions On. Come on.
It's still good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan, and with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob. I almost took off the other there. I don't know why.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say, have you been tranked before this podcast?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if someone, like, tranked you and re-released
after
you.
He knows of.
No, but, I mean, I could still
have
say.
Have you been tagged? Like, do you have one of
those? And joining us is our brother. I don't have to say other brother.
You know.
He's still our brother. The grammar works either way. I'm just so used to saying it one way, you know. But I don't think I'm tranked.
All right. Well, along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are co-host G. What are the three greatest sports in the world that our producer knows the rules about? it's pyramid. Jousting. I don't know if he knows the rules of pyramid. Do any of us know the rules of pyramid?
No, they just throw balls.
The ball in the hole. Yeah.
Right. What was the American Gladiator style one that they did on Star Trek?
Joust.
Trek.
No, that's Ambo Jitsu.
Ambo Jitsu, right? Yes.
There are no. I guess there's one rule. It's whatever that move that Riker's dad does, and he's like, "You can't do that. It's illegal."
Yeah.
But he doesn't explain why it's illegal. He does a poor job of explaining. I just watched that episode yesterday. Pulaski stinks, by the way. Horrible, horrible character.
Pulaski's not a Pulaski.
She has to jam her way into everything.
You're getting back to Star Trek again.
Yeah. I mean, we should just have a Star Trek side podcast.
We can talk about the episode I saw yesterday. It was the one where the little kid was messing with Riker's mind, making him think he forgot 16 years.
Oh, yeah. And then Uet shows up and he's like, is something I fucked in a holodeck one time.
Right. No.
Tomalak.
Yeah.
That's a good episode. But okay. Actually, a side project because Coach G's actually the most Trek. That's not true. It's a little Trek here and there. Only when it's organic and someone brings it up, and I'm like,
It follows the same format. Reagan loves everything. I give it I just crap on it all the time. You know, it fits the show.
There's only been a couple really bad stinkers of Star Trek that I've seen. I'm only on season 3, so. But he knows jousting because we did watch what was that show we watched? Full Metal Jousting.
Full Metal Jousting.
Yes. Well, that and
The Black Knight or
a Knight's Tale. A Knight's Tale.
Why'd I call it the Black Knight? The Knight, Knight's Tale.
Yeah. I mean, the villain in it does wear black armor.
Yeah, but it's definitely not the name. Yeah.
What's his name from
Rufus?
Rufus Sewell. There it is. But he also knows Jugger, one of the greatest sports ever invented, and Pulling John / arm wrestling. What do you guys know about arm wrestling movies in general? What's your frame of reference?
It has Over arms. The Top. Over the Top is the only arm wrestling.
Sure, Rob, please say you've watched Over the Top.
I've seen Over the Top one time.
All right.
Don't give me this. I need to watch Over the Top more than once. Like, how many times have you seen Over the Top?
I mean, it's more than one.
15 to 20 times.
No, you have not.
I'm sure I've seen it at least 5 times.
Over the Top, yeah. Ryan used to come home, say he'd work a blackjack job and he'd come home.
And we'd watch Over the Top.
You are lying to your teeth.
No, we'd watch it.
We'd watch Over the Top.
Chance you guys came home and purposely put that on.
Well, it was the best thing on.
We'd be hanging out downstairs and you'd be like, what's on TV? We'd start flipping around channels. It'd be like, Over the Top is on TV.
It'd probably be
right
in
now.
Progress and we'd just watch a little bit.
Okay. Yes, if you caught it on, I understand. There's no way you were making a point to put it on and watch it.
We didn't have on demand back there, and it wasn't like we were putting in a disc. It was just
I don't own. I don't own Over the Top.
But,
I mean, if this first arm wrestling podcast goes well, we might load up some Over the Top.
Well, have you seen any other arm wrestling? I've seen a few YouTube videos where people bust arms,
really watch. I've gotten out of that wormhole of arm wrestling.
This is not recently.
The women slap fighting.
Yeah,
I watch some of those, but only ladies. I don't know what that says about me.
A lot.
I don't like it. I don't like watching. Like, I don't get anything out of watching two guys slap each other. For some reason, I like the ladies slapping each other. I don't get it.
I don't either.
What about in Predator when Dutch is like, Dylan, you son of a bitch. And they clap arms and they're both flexing. Is that
arm wrestling? Is it?
I don't think it is.
It's like float arm wrestling.
What if they invented a new sport where it's
saying off camera that scene happened, they immediately went down to a table and just started going.
Yeah.
No, they just did it in midair.
They just did it in the air. I think you just go until someone's arm breaks.
But son of a bitch.
I'm trying to think of any other movies where there's arm wrestling. Jack Reacher, I don't think he has any arm wrestling in the movies or in the show. I'm trying to think of big muscle, because it would always be with some muscly. I want to say arm wrestling also feels more like an late 80s thing.
I know we've seen something where, wasn't there like arm wrestling with like spikes on the end, like a trap?
Well, wasn't that a Klingon? I don't want to get back to Star Trek.
No. I don't think I was thinking of Star Trek. I thought I was thinking of something else.
During the Klingon Civil War, I believe, you're in like a Klingon wreck area, and there's two, you know, they have that reverse where your arm's like in a praying formation, and you have to break your opponent's arms are on the outside, and then there are two knives outside the outside. He's trying to keep your hands closed. You're trying to push his hands on the knife.
Don't remember it. Take your word for it.
Doesn't ring a bell. But
I do.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I don't know.
I have like a Mandela effect. I'm pretty sure it didn't happen. But was there a scene in one of the Indiana Jones where they were arm wrestling? Or am I just like confusing like the drinking scene in my mind? It's probably that scene. And I'm just, you know.
Do any of the Nazis?
I don't know. I want to say.
Like the guy who gets hit by the propeller. Is he arm wrestling before that?
Yeah, that's the kind of guy I'm looking at. I'm like making up in my mind, but I think I'm just making this up from like clipping things together. I don't really know if there was arm wrestling in any of the Indiana Jones franchise. Start a rumor, maybe.
Yeah, Google it. But yeah. Okay, suffice to say,
we're not experts.
Our arm wrestling knowledge is not great.
No,
but we're gonna watch this documentary. It's called Pulling John. I've mentioned it kind of. None of us has seen it. It's available on Hoopla. Let's go watch a documentary. We're going to educate ourselves this week. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where the arms race never ends, three men will compete to find out which is the Baron of Biceps, the ruler of wrists, and the king of the table. Bear witness to the greatest documentary ever made about arm wrestling. Starring Alexei the Russian Machine Vivoda, Travis the Badger Bajant, and John the Sink Berzink. Chalk up, strap down, if you plan on pulling John.